Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel. We begin on Yud Beis, Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Hatvu v'azeisim m'shiyaviyu shlish m'nahanimili. The Gemara told us that when it comes to Tvua and Zeisim, Rashi learns Tvua is grain and grapes, Vazeisim are olives. Which year do they identify with in terms of the Truma and Maser? Is it last year's crop, this year's crop? Says the Gemara based on a Mishnah, it identifies with the year on which it developed a shlish. It grew a third of its full growth. That is sufficient growth to have it attributed to that year's crop. And that year's truma, that year's maser, will apply to this grain, although it continued growing and developing into the next year. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. A third of its growth allows it to be replanted and regrow. So it's sort of a microcosm of the grain which will develop from this. A third is the base, is the foundation for the rest. And therefore, on the year in which it developed a third of its growth, that is the year that it pertains to, that it's attributed to, that it identifies with, and has that truma and that maser. Minahan al-mili. How do we know that this is the case? A third growth is sufficient to relate it to that year. Amar av asim rabbi yechanan, umatabo sam se mishmeid rabbi yoyisim raglili, amakro, the pasuk says, this is the pasuk by Hakel. Mikeitz sheva shanim, after 7 years, after Shemitah, b'moyed shnasa Shemitah, b'chaga sukkis. So it's chaga sukkis after the Shemitah, after 7 years, all gathered together, and listen to the king's recital of the psukim. This is the ceremony called Hakel. Now the kasha is, it's sukkis after Shemitah. It's already the 8th year. Shnasa Shemitah ma'avitei. What are we doing discussing the 7th year? It's after Shemitah. B'chaga Sukkos, Shminisi. It's already the 8th year. Ela loy malach, it's coming to tell you halacha regarding Truma. That what? Called Tvua. Shiviyah shlish b'shviyis. It's coming to tell you regarding Truma, regarding Shemitah. Any grain which achieved a third of its growth during Shemitah, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, atanoyeg boi minag shviyis b'shminis. Although it finished its growth, it came to full maturity on the 8th year, it is considered Peri Shviyis because it attained a third of its growth at that point, and you have to treat it accordingly. So we see that Shlish determines. Omelir Abzeru Larvasi, how do you know that's Pshat in the Pasuk? V'dilmud Layal Klal. Perhaps, Pasuk is not speaking about a third. Maybe this grain didn't really develop at all. It just started, it's barely growing on Shemitah. The Kamar Rachman and the Pasuk is simply telling, look, Tishamet v'teizel ad chagas sukkis, you have to maintain the halachos Shemitah pertaining to working the land around this grain until sukkis, as part of the Tosefes Shviyis concept, where Shviyis sort of extends into sukkis. There's still something growing from Shemitah, you cannot work the land around it until sukkis. We're speaking about undeveloped grain. Nothing to do with shlish. You cannot say that's the pshat. No. Rather, we're speaking that it already achieved a third of its growth, as we're going to see in another pas. That shlish is the trigger point. Pasuk speaks about sukkos. Sukkos is at the tseis hashana, at the end of the, after the year is up. Then we have sukkos. My asif, what does the pasuk mean? Chaga asif. Ilei mechaga b'bizman asifa. The Torah is describing the season, the time of ingathering of crops. Chaga asif. We already have another pasuk for that. Haksiv ba'aspecha. Pasuk says ba'aspecha as ma'asecha min asada, to indicate that sukkah comes around during that season when you gather in the crop. Why does the pasuk repeat again? Chaga asif. Ela may asif. You know what asif means? Katzer. The pasuk means that if you happen to gather some grain on this chag, which is ba'aspacha, which takes place during the time of gathering. So it is sukkahs, and you have some asaf, some practical gathering taking place at that point. You're harvesting at that point. Katzer, you harvested something on this chag. Then what? The Gemara soon will tell us, it's considered betzeis hashana, which means it relates to last year. V'kimlu l'rabban, Rabban know for a fact, they've determined, any tvo which you harvest on sukkahs, which has the ability to be harvested then, which is considered completed and fully developed and ready for harvesting on sukkahs, biyodua, it is known, sheyaviyah shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, apparently, it already grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. So the pasuk here is speaking about something harvested on sukkahs, which apparently already achieved a shlish of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, because currently B'tzeis Hashanah, and the pasuk is referring to it with what words? B'tzeis Hashanah, which means that it relates to last year, it's part of last year's crop. Apparently, something which achieved a shlish of its growth in any given year relates to that year.
Do you mean to tell me the Rabbanan are so proficient in these agricultural concepts, being shlish, the bachas mishlish, to determine whether it achieved a third or less than a third in the past year? They take a look at something being harvested now, and they can determine, well, it must have had a third before Rosh Hashanah. You need to be pretty expert in this field to know that the Rabbanan were proficient in these concepts. Omalei, Rav Zera responds, Lava min l'cha, didn't I already tell you? Don't take yourself out of the halacha, meaning, why are you challenging the assertion of the chacham? This is not the first time they speak about these things. Call me this chachamim kainhu. You know what? Whenever the chacham established a measure, a midah, it was always exact, with precision and exactness. For instance, I'll give you three examples. Barboim saw hu toivel. One is to be toivel in 40 saw of water, which is considered a sufficient amount of water to cover the average person. Chacham determined that to be the shear. And you know what? If you're missing even a drop, you're off. Ba'abayim sa'a, if you have 40 sa'a, missing chaser kurtav, just a drop, and you're chalit fail. Even if you're missing a small measure like a kurtav, you can no longer use it. And you're chalit fail, man. So you see the chachamim's shiurim were meant to be followed to the T. Another example. Kabeitza matame tumas eichlan. Pasuk says that a food which can be swallowed at once has the ability to give over tuma. Chachamim interpreted that to mean a kibetza, because that's the amount which is estimated that a person can swallow at once. And therefore we say kibetza matama tumas eichlan, but kibetza chatzar sumsum ain't a matama tumas eichlan. If it's a kibetza missing even just a small measure, amount of a shumshum, of a sesame, doesn't have the ability to be matame. Chacham knew what they were talking about. They give you a shear and that's it. Another example, shlesh al shlesh. A piece of material which is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim in size. Mitame midras. If a zav sits on it, becomes tame because it's suitable for sitting purposes. And it's an exact shear. It's not a fluctuating shear. Shlesh al shlesh al chaser nima achas. If it's 3 by 3 missing even one thread, ain't a mitame midras. No longer has that capacity. So these shiurim were estimations determined by the Rabbana to be these appropriate descriptions for these specific things, suitable for these purposes and needs. But these shiurim were set forth with exactness, precisions, with precision and non-negotiable. Likewise over here, Chacham knew what they were talking about when they said, when something is harvested on Sukkot, it achieved a third of its growth by Rosh Hashanah. It was with precision, exactness, and don't challenge it. Hadar Amar Birmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya himself, who asked this question, turned around and said, you know what? Lav Milsahi, you're right. It was unfair for me to challenge this concept. I find elsewhere that indeed Chachamim were proficient with these shiurim of shlish. Lav Milsahi the Amri. It wasn't correct that I challenged it. You know why? The boy mene chavraya Rav Kahana, the bnei yeshiva asked Rav Kahana the following question: Oymer sheikrivu Yisrael bichnisasan laaretz. You know, when Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they were makriv the oymer. The mechasa oymer consisting of barley, the 16th day of Nisan, Meheichanik Ruvuhu, where did they get the material for the Omer? They were new in town. Where did they get it from? Im Tomer the Ayel Biad Nachri, you're going to tell me that they used the grain grown by the non-Jews prior to them entering Eretz Yisrael. Well, that doesn't work. Ktzirchem Amrachmanu. Pasuk says, Reishis Ktzirchem is meant to be used for the Omer. Well, like Ktzir Nachri, not the barley harvested by the Goy or developed in non-Jewish hands and ready for harvest. That's not right for the Omer. Says the Gemara, Maimada Krivu, how do you even know that they were makriv the Omer that first year? Dimulai Krivu, perhaps they didn't have anything to be makriv that Omer. It never happened. You can't say that. The Pasuk says, Vayechlu ma'avura oretz, Merchas HaPesach. Klal Yisrael ate the new crop day after Pesach, which means the day after the Omer. They ate on that day. But not before that. Why? What happened? What brought about the change in status? Apparently because they brought the Omer and then they were able to eat. Back to the question, which grain did they use for the Kerm? So this question was posed to Rav Kahana and he responded, Amar Lahen, you know what they used? Grain grown by non-Jews, but it was not yet developed to the point of being ready for harvesting. It was barley which had not achieved a third of its growth. It was not yet considered something roy for harvesting. And therefore, it was suitable for the Omer. It was considered tzirchem because it fully developed in the hands of the Yisrael. What do you mean? V'dil ma'ayav le'kim luhu. This apparently is Rabbi Yirmiyah speaking. Look, if you're going to go with that theory, then I have a question. How did they know? V'dilma ayil, maybe it did achieve a third of its growth, but like him, the Chacham were not experts to figure out exactly how much it grew in the hands of the Nachri. Elokimlu, apparently they are experts. They do know exactly what's going on. They were able to determine whether or not it achieved a third of its growth, and since they knew it was less than a third, it was right for the Omer. Hachinami kimlu, back to our sugya. They're proficient, they're experts, and therefore it was incorrect of me to challenge this assertion that Chachamim perhaps are not experts. No, they know. And in fact, in our case as well, if we say that the Katzer is being harvested on Sukkot, apparently it achieved a third of its growth last year, before Rosh Hashanah, and it's considered a Shemitah product. So we see a Shlish is a trigger point. V'dum olayayel klal. Says, well, 1 second, back to the Omer. You haven't really proved anything. Maybe they looked around, they found some grain which hadn't really achieved any stage of development, any state of maturity, just freshly grown grain, grass grain. And they used that. They had it develop and mature, and they used that eventually. Avalecha the Isle River, but let's say it achieved somewhat maturity, a fourth of its growth. River, a quarter. At that point, it's hard to determine, to discern between a third, or less than a third, a quarter. Perhaps that they wouldn't know. So to tell apart this grain from that, a third, a quarter, perhaps that, Chacham don't have the ability to do. How did they use the Omer? Well, they used something which was totally raw. You can't say that. You can't say they used grain which was loy ayel klal, which was holding nowhere, and had it develop until they used it for the Omer. You know why? They didn't have enough time to do that. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, when did they arrive in Eretz Yisrael? V'ha'am olu min ha'yardin v'asa l'chodesh. They came out of the Yarden day 10 of Nisan. How many days do you have between that and the Omer? 5 days. V'isakadaytech le'ayel klal. If you're going to suggest that the grain that they encountered at that point was something totally undeveloped, how could you have fully developed grain in just 5 days? Elamai, the Isle River. Oidank, says the Gemara, okay, in response. So what do you have to say? It did develop somewhat in the hands of the Nachri. River, quarter, a danka, an eighth, and they took that grain and developed it further, waited till it was mature, ready for harvesting, 5 days later, and used it. Still not enough time. 5 days to go from a quarter to fully developed grain. Akati is still b'chamsha yomim kamalia. How could it develop in 5 days? So either way, it's not going to work. Ela ma'islach ha'memer. So apparently you have to say it's Israel is miraculous. Eretz Tzvi k'sibah. Pasuk refers to it as Eretz Tzvi, the land of a deer. A deer runs quickly. It develops its products quickly. The land that is. So in 5 days it can work. It can go up from a quarter to fully developed. Hachinami. So in this case as well, meaning even if you'll assume that it was totally raw and undeveloped, Eretz Tzvi k'sibah. The Eretz Tzvi effect expedites its growth. It can go from close to zero to fully finished in 5 days. So perhaps that's what they encountered when they arrived near Tzisrael. Totally undeveloped grain, which was clearly nowhere near a third. Even an amateur can see that. You don't need an expert. And in 5 days, it jumped all the way to harvesting. So perhaps they aren't experts in determining thirds and quarters. And we no longer have a raya that indeed the Chacham are proficient in these concepts and would be able to tell regarding the halacha we mentioned earlier, in a case where something is harvested on Sukkot, that apparently it achieved a third before Rosh Hashanah, which would prove to us that a shlish connected to that year. We no longer have a raya to that concept. So the raya that Rabbi Yirmiyah attempted to bring is off. We have to go back to Reb Zeira, who says, look, don't challenge. Right? Never challenge the midas of Chachamim. They knew what they were talking about. Okay, mask of the Rebbe Chanina. So he asks like this, Umi Motzes Amnus. Let's go back to that pasuk which we used to prove this concept of a shlish. Pasuk already spoke about Sukkot being Ba'os B'chas Ma'asech, a time of gathering. We have an extra word, B'chaga Osif, which took more darshan to mean if you are oisef something during the chag, something which is ready for harvesting, on Sukkot apparently, which apparently already had a third, for Rosh Hashanah is considered part of last year's crop. And that proved the concept of shlish. Again, the point of shlish is grain which achieved a third of its growth during any given year, relates to that year, identifies with that year regarding Trumas and Masrus. But again, this is based on the fact that we have an extra word, chag osef. Rav Chanina says it's not an extra word. What makes you say the word atzif is referring to gathering and harvesting? Well, see, we have another pasuk which says, Sukkot is a yamtiv, and the pasuk describes it as ba'aspacha when you gather the ger and the yakiv. Vamama, we learn in the Gemara Sukkah, why does the pasuk have to describe the ger and the yakiv, the grain and the vines, coming to tell you how to build a sukkah. What material do you use for the schach? The remnants of the granary, the stalks, the remnants of your wine press, the vine branches, things which grow from the ground, and not makabel tumah, that can be used for the schach. Explains Rashi. So now perhaps the words chag ha'asav are just a way of describing yamtiv. This is the yamtiv of the sukkahs, which are created with the asif, the psalis, the remnants of your granary and your winepress. It's just a way of saying sukkahs, v'chag asif, on sukkahs, which is ba'as b'chas ma'asech, a time where you gather your crop, and go ahead and observe sukkahs. It's not an extra word, it's just a title, it's a reference point, it's a way of relating to sukkahs. So now the raya is off. The whole raya about shlish is based on the fact that asav is an extra pasuk, and asav is telling you that whatever you harvest on Sukkot is considered part of last year's crop because it achieved its third. Chag asav is just another way of saying chag asukkot. Rav Zera responded in frustration. Hamil sahava biyadon. You know what? We thought we had a good raya in our hands. V'asav Chanina. Now Chanina came along. Shadim enarga. He tossed the axe into it. He chopped it off. There goes the raya. El Manon. So indeed, what is the raya that the din of shlish applies to grain? K'detanya, Rabbi Yonos Ben Yosef Omer. pasuk speaking about Klal Yisrael asking Hashem, so to speak, what are we going to eat if we have to leave the land fallow on Shemitah? The pasuk responds, Hashem says, I'm going to be mitzvah, there will be a bracha, v'asas es atfuah l'shalosh Hashem. At the sixth year, harvest will last you for 3 years, 6, 7, and 8. Al tikri l'shalosh, instead of reading the word l'shalosh, read it ela l'shlish, to tell you that v'asas es atfuah, what is considered mature tfuah, l'shlish, once it achieves a third of its growth, it's sufficient maturity, it's considered enough developed. Taisus brought a Rishalmi, it can be replanted. It's Roy Lachila. That is considered somewhat developed Tvua, and now it relates to the year on which it had that Shlish with respect to Tumas of Masters and Shemitah. Here's a Pasuk to the concept. What do you mean? This Pasuk is not an extra Pasuk, it's needed for its own sake to tell you, look, the sixth year's harvest will last you for 3 years. It's a very important thing to know. K'siv k'rach rina. For that, we have another pasuk. Uzratem sashana shminis. When you're going to be zoreh on the eighth year, v'achaltem minatvo yoshon on the shana tshis. You'll still have leftovers. The old tvo will last you through years 6, 7, and 8. All the way till the harvesting on the ninth year. So this bracha is already spelled out in another pasuk. Apparently, this pasuk here, V'asas, Satvul Shosh Hashanim, is coming to teach you what is considered Asiyas Tvua when it achieves a Shlish. Okay, so now we have a right to our concept that once a Tvua achieves a third of its growth, it's considered somewhat finished, somewhat mature, somewhat developed, somewhat ready for harvesting. In which case, this Tvua will relate to this year's season, identify with this year's crop, and have this year's halacha of Shemitah and Truma and Masra. Tanan Hassan, we have a mission elsewhere, which discusses another type of benchmark for identity when it comes to Truma and Masra. Taking root, ha'iris, rice, v'adoichen millet, v'aprogen, poppy seeds, v'asumshimin, sesame seeds. These things don't follow the shlish standard. They have other standards. She'eshrishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah. They took root before Rosh Hashanah. Mis asrin l'sheavar. When it comes to maser, they relate to last year, the year on which they took root. U'matar mishvius. Suppose the next year is Shemitah. They're not Shemitah products. They grew last year. Vim lav, but they haven't taken root last year, only this year, which happens to be Shemitah, Asurim Rishvitz. The halachas of Shemitah apply to these things. U'masasrim l'shana bo, suppose this year is not a Shemitah year. So when it comes to Masris, they relate to this year's Masr. Apparently these things follow a Hashrasha standard. That's the formula here. On the year in which it took root, that's the year they identify with, and that halacha applies to them. So in summary, we have many formulas that are applied to various products. Amar Rabba. Amar Rabban, I see the Rabban applied many different types of methods of attributing items to certain years. Some things follow third, some things follow Hashrasha. Ilan Basa Chanata, when it comes to fruit trees, Chanata is what determines. On the year on which it budded, that budding identifies it with that year. So if achieved Chanata before Tu B'Shvat, it connects to that year. After Tu B'Shvat, it connects to the following year. And the Gemara later will explain because the budding process is the initiation of that fruit production process. The seraph, the sap which rises in the tree and creates that budding procedure, is considered the base, the foundation for the fruit which will develop from that bud. So it identifies with the year on which it budded. On the other hand, Tfuah v'zeisim basar shlish, it identifies with the year on which it achieved the third, like we explained from the pasuk. Yarak basar l'kit, when it comes to vegetables, entirely different standard. It follows the year on which it was picked. The more later will explain, because unlike fruit, which has its budding process, a yarok needs to be constantly watered. If you don't water it, it dries up. It's a constant growth process. And it doesn't identify with any year. Until you pick it, you don't have it. So when you actually pick it, that's considered the completion of its growth. It identifies this year, belongs to this year's crop. So you have chanata by the tree, shlish by the tvo vezesim, and lakita by the yarok. Now we have a fourth standard, taking root when it comes to the rice, beans, seeds. Hani kiman shavinu rabbanon. Why did the rabbanon create a new formula? Why hashrasha, which is unlike any of the other determinant factors? Hadama Rabba came back and he explained like this. I'll tell you why. You see, Rashi explains that aside from Tvo Vezesim, where the master is from the Torah, the master of fruit is from the Rabbanon, master of vegetables is from the Rabbanon, seeds is from the Rabbanon. So Rabbanon looked to make it perhaps convenient, and therefore when it comes to seeds, we have a reason why the Rabbanon decided to follow the Ashrasha. So when it comes to the Ilan, it's a Svara. The Chanota is considered the initiation of the fruit. Yarok, Basa, Lakita, like you explained, well, it's all based on Svara. And likewise, when it comes to these seeds, says Rabbi, there's a reason for it. Hadama Rabba, you know why? Mitoch Shasruin, Prachan, Prachan. Since these seeds are Prachan, Prachan, they're picked a bit at a time, bunches at a time. Loshan Prachan, Rashi says, is it crumbles because they wait until it dries and then they pick it and then it crumbles off the stalks or whatever it is. So they wait until it dries up. So they pick it at different times, meaning they plant it all together. It takes root all together at the same time. But as far as picking, you need to wait until the patches dry up and are ready for harvesting. It makes things complicated. How are you going to keep track which one was picked on which day? These seeds and beans are picked a bunch at a time. Azli Rabbana Basashrosh, Rabbana said, you know what, for convenience sake, for clarity's sake, let's follow the time which it took root. And therefore, it's all considered part of the same crop. Amli Abaye says, Abaye, what's the problem? You're picking it at different times? Fietzbar, Garnel Asaychai. I can just mix them all together and take Truma from them all at once. She has piles here, piles there. V'yitzberg, garden, l'seichlem, just mix it all into the middle of the granary and take out a sample, assuming that in that sample we have a fair representation from all the various piles and the respective pile will be represented in this portion sitting in this cup, and the truma will apply to that. So each pile will be represented, have its own truma, in whatever kli he's using to separate the truma. So everything will work out. What do you worry about? Various crops, connecting to various years, mix them all together, take out a scoop, and the current crop's portion sitting in this scoop will be the truma on the current crop sitting on the floor. And so that's min achadash shabay, ala achadash shabay, umin ayashin shabay, ala yashin shabay. The yashin sitting on the floor, the seeds pertaining to last year's crop will be represented in this cup as well, because there's something in there. There's a portion of the scoop which represents that pile as well. So in this truma, he has portions of each one of these piles, each one of these crops. Each one is represented properly. Why doesn't that work? So basically he's asking, why did Rabban have to introduce a new concept? When it comes to seeds, we follow the year on which they took root. Because otherwise we'll have confusion. If you follow the Lakita process, the time when it was picked, perhaps these were picked last year, these were picked this year. He says, Abaye, what's the problem? Mix them all together. Take a scoop and assume that each pile is represented in that scoop. Milotanya, haven't we learned? Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa Amar Meshum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. You can do that. Poila Mitzri, this type of bean, Shazuri Lazera, which was planted with the intention of using it mainly for its seed purposes, as opposed to using it for its greenery value. So now we don't follow the Likita. It doesn't, it's not considered like a vegetable. We treat it like a bean, like a seed. And in that case, we follow what? Hashrasha. It identifies with the year on which it took root. Problem is, Miktsasa Hishrish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Part of the batch took root before Rosh Hashanah. It relates to last year's Truma. Miktsasa Hishrish Achar Rosh Hashanah. Part of it took root this year, after Rosh Hashanah. And you pick them all together. Now you have some that pertain to last year, some that are this year's crop. What do? Ain't Toymen Ma'asrin Mizalze. You can't do Truma Maser from one crop on the other. Why? If you change Toymen Ma'asrin, Loymen Achadash Aliyashin. You can't do Truma Maser from the new crop on the old crop. Loymen Aliyashin on the Chadash, nor from the old crop on the new crop. Pasuk says, Maser has to be Shana B'Shana. Each year is dealt with separately. So what do? You have some from the old, some from the new. Kesed Oisa, what should I do? Mix them all together. Soivir, Gurnal, Soicha. Mix them all to the middle of the granary. Pretty much make a pile, a nice mixture here. And then scoop something out from this pile and assume you took a fair sampling from either crop. V'nim tzatoyre men maser, men achada shabay, el achada shabay. I'll turn out that he's taking Truma and Maser from the Chadash on the Chadash. Umana Yashin Shaboy, Allah Yashin Shaboy. And he has some portion of the Yashin in his sampling as well. And everything's taken care of properly. So why can't you do the same thing here? When it comes to the Eiriz V'Doichan, why do we have to make a new concept? You follow the Hashrasha, why? Just mix them together. And then do one big truma on the entire mixture. This way you're not taking truma from last year's and this year's and last year's. I tell you, that's an interesting kasha. I understand how this will address the concern, the requirement to keep each crop separate. Okay, so take an even amount, take a truma master on the entire pile, assuming it's been mixed properly. That works when the Truma Maser obligation for both years happens to be the same Chiv. Let's say it's the first and second year of Shemitah. So both years have the same, pretty much the same Chiv. Maser Rishon, Maser Sheni. So just take a full portion of Maser Rishon, Maser Sheni from the entire pile, address both years. What happens if it's year two going into year three? Some of it belongs to last year, year two, which requires Maser Rishon and Maser Sheni. Some of it belongs to year three, which has Maser Rishon and Maser Ani. What do you do now? Listen to this. Taisa says, look, very poshut. Take a portion of Maser, be mechalal the Kedusha on money, on the chance that it's Maser Sheni. Take the money in, either in Yerushalayim, spend it on money in, on food in Yerushalayim, just in case it's Maser Sheni, and take the seeds and give it to the Aniyim. Just in case, it's Matsurani. So you've addressed all the aspects, covered all the bases. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara, what's the problem? Just mix them up together and do one hafrash. Amalei. So Rabbi responds, you're being arrived from who? Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Kamris. You're coming from Shimon Shazuri, he says you can mix them up and take a sampling. That's a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Savar Yeshbil. He holds. You can rely on mixing. You can assume it's a proper mix, an even mixture, and it's a fair sampling of all the aspects in that mixture. So according to him, you have a point. But it's not agreed upon by all. Rabbanan Savri Ein Bil. Rabbanan disagree. They don't hold to this solution. You can't just mix together seeds and hope it's all mixed evenly and are represented equally and fairly in that sampling. This solution doesn't really work according to Rabbanan. Therefore, to avoid confusion, they said, you know what? We follow the Hashrasha. So even though various seeds were picked in various times, It's all part of the same year, part of the same season, part of the same crop, because they took root in the same year. Amar Yitzchak bar Nachmeni Amar Shmuel. So he's quoting Shmuel as follows. Halacha, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur Sh'oma Meshim Hashim Shazuri. Halacha follows Hashim Shazuri. You can mix up all the beans and take off one sampling and you're Yotzei. So although part of it took root last year, part of it took root this year, don't worry, mix them together, take a sampling of Truma Maser, assuming both crops are represented equally and evenly and fairly in the sampling. Maskevul Rabbi Zeira, umi amar Shmuel hachi? Did Shmuel say you can do that? V'amar Shmuel l'kayin bila. We never rely on mixing. We can't know that it's a proper mix. Chutz miyain v'shem, except by liquids, wine and oil, which mixes properly, but solids, dry things, beans, you can't rely on the bila. Second, Shmuel tell us that halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri. Mix them up and take out the truma. Ish ta mitze. Rav Zeri asked this kasha because he forgot Hodam or Shmuel. Shmuel himself already explained himself. Hakolahilach achagmar pri. You know what I meant? Mix them up and take one truma. Not because the mixture is a proper mix. If these two portions of Pula Mitzri were considered two crops, mixing would not help. Ain't bila, if it's not liquid. The reason why I allow you to take one truma from this entire bunch is because I hold we don't follow Hashrasha. Rashi says he found a Nutana. We follow Gemar Pri. It's like the vegetable. Whenever it's finished, that's considered the finished product. When it's fully dried and ready to be picked, Gemar Pri activates the Chiv of Truma Maser. It relates to the year in which it was Nigmar. Now, when was this Pula Mitzri Nigmar? This year. So it's irrelevant whether some of it took root last year, some of it this year, because the finished product came about right now. Identifies with this year. It's considered this year's crop. You can take off this year's trumas and masers from the entire bunch, from all the piles. So true, he said, halacha k'shim shazuri, pile it together and take one master, but not because bila works. According to Reb Shimon, we have two separate crops here. The one that took root last year is last year's. The one that took root this year is this year's. You just mix them up together and take a sampling. Bila works. Shmuel doesn't hold a bila. He said, no, l'koid ain bila, except for yayin v'shemen. Why then does he say, halacha k'rav shem shazuri? He just meant to say that practically you can follow Rav Shimon Shazuri's formula, not because mixing works, not because of his reason, because of my reason. Because really, both piles have the same status when it comes to Truma Maser. The part of this year's crop, it was Gemar Pri, took place when? This year? Utsricha, says the Gemara. Now we actually have three statements in the name of Shmuel. Halacha k'rav shem shazuri, you take off one truma from the entire supply. Bila does not work except for yayin v'shemen. And hakol hoylech achar gemar pri. The Gemara is going to try to figure out why all three statements are necessary. Each one is teaching a lesson. Di'i ashminen halacha k'rav shem shazuri. If Shmuel would only say halacha follows k'rav shem shazuri, I would have misinterpreted. I wouldn't understand what he's saying. Hav amina, I would think, mishum de kasavi yesh bila. We're speaking of two different crops, and you can mix them together and assume it's a proper blend. Kamash malan. Comes Shmuel and he says, no, la koil ain't bila. Blending doesn't work. You can't rely on the fact that it's a proper blend. Vi yashmina la koil ain't bila. If you would only say, well, you can't blend. Hav amina. Rabbanon Svile. Okay, so I would figure he must be paskin like the Rabbanon. That we have beans that took root last year and beans that were nishrash after Rosh Hashanah, you can't do one master on both. Follow the Rabbanon because you can't mix them. Oh, Kamashmon, that's why Shmuel tells us, no, halacha, Reb Shimon Shazuri. We follow Reb Shimon's a formula. His approach is correct. We do one maaser on everything. 1 second, now we're in trouble. We have a contradiction. If you'd only tell us these things, now we would appear to be stuck against the wall. We have a contradiction. Kashi de Shmuel, we have a steer from one statement of Shmuel on the other. Here he says, we don't do Bila. Bila is not reliable. But then he says, we follow Rav Shimon Shazuri, you can do one big afrash on the entire supply, even though part of it took last year, part this year. How does this work? The answer is, Kamash Malon. He comes and says, you know why it works? Not because mixing works. Not because of Rav Shimon's reason. I have my own reason. HaKoil Hoylecha HaGmar Pri. You always follow the Gmar Pri stage. And since all these beans came to full maturity now, they identify with this year. And therefore, you can take one truma on the entire thing. Not because you're mixing two crops together. Mixing doesn't work. Rather, because it's this year's crop. Okay? So that's why he has to introduce that concept of Gmar Pri to explain himself. Had he only said that, Havamina would say, it applies not only to seeds and to beans. Havamina afilu tefuah v'zeisim nami. It applies to tefuah and zeisim as well. Instead of the shlish triggering the truma maser, it's the gmar priya does it. Kamash mon. That's why he has to say no. I am referring specifically to this case. I agree when it comes to other things. Shlish determines. It's only over here that we say gmar pri determines. Kamash mon halacha. Kerab shemesh azuri. That's why he said halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, which means b'may depolig only. This only applies to the topic of dispute, to the topic of conversation here, to beans and seeds. Then the gemar pri is what determines. But when it comes to tefuah v'zeisim of a pasuk, shlish determines. V'lo shmin hanitarti. Now, why couldn't he just suffice with these two statements? Let him say, look, we follow the Gmar Pri, but it's only by these items. It's only by those that were discussed between Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Rabban, but not by Tevuah. And now we already know everything. We know the Halacha. You can mix both bunches of seeds and beans together and do one Truma because it follows this year's Halacha. It identifies with this year's crop, Gmar Pri, and I also know that it's strictly limited to these items, which were discussed between Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Rabbana. We also know that Vila doesn't work, mixing doesn't work, because he explained the only reason why you can do one Hafrash is because they both identify with this year, because the Gmar Pri took place this year, and not because Vila works. It's pretty clear that Vila does not work. So we know everything. Why do you have to say the other statement that Bila doesn't work? Let him just say these two things. Bila Lumbly, why do you have to add that mixing doesn't work? Already figured that out. How come Ashwan, who's come to tell us a cool actually, as opposed to dry items, beans and seeds, where we cannot rely on a proper blend, but Yain Veshem, liquids, over there we assume, mix it together, it blends properly. And Bila is effective. Okay, so in summary, we learn like this. When it comes to determining to which year the crop belongs to the regarding the halachas of masters and shvius, so we have four categories. When it comes to a tree, chanata, on the year on which it budded, achieved chanata, that's the year that it identifies with. When it comes to tefuah v'zeisim, shlish determines. As we learn from the pasuk, v'asas satfo l'shalosh and v'dashin l'shlish. So achieving that state of maturity during any given year connects it to that year. Yerakos follows l'kita, on the year which was picked. That's the year that it identifies with. When it comes to erez v'doichin, etc. Now we have machlekes. According to the Rabban and Rav Shimon Shazuri, hashrasha is the criterion. the year in which it took root. According to Shmuel, Rashi says he has a, found a brisa. He must have found a brisa someplace that disagrees with this Mishnah. Instead of Ashrosh, it's the Gemar Pri. When it's fully ripe and ready for harvesting, that's the year that it identifies with, instead of the Hashrosh. Now, what about a case where part of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, part of it took root after Rosh Hashanah? Oh, so according to Rabban, there's no way out. You have to separate the crops, separate the bunches. Each pile gets its own maaser. One relates to last year, the other one relates to this year. According to Rishim Shazuri, true, we really have two separate crops, two separate seasons. No problem, just mix them together and do one maaser on both, because if he holds the Bila, Bila is an effective procedure. Let's assume there was a smooth, efficient mix here, and we'll be represented equally in the sampling taken from this mix. Now, Shmuel told us three things. First, he said that when it comes to these items, Gemar Pri is what determines. And Shmuel says, Halach Kepshim Shazur, which means you can mix them up and do one maaser. But, as the Gemara concludes, it has nothing to do with Rav Shimon Shazuri's reason. Shimon Shazuri holds you can mix together two crops and assume that's it's a proper mix. Shmuel is working with another concept, that irrelevant of when it took root, the Gemar Pri is what determines. Gemar Pri is what activates the Truma and the Maaser. It relates to this year. It's part of this year's crop, and therefore he says, no problem, take all the beans, whether they took root before or after Rosh Hashanah, mix them together. They're this year's crop. And take one maaser. Shmuel also tells us, although when it comes to dry goods, bila is not an effective procedure, when it comes to yayin v'shemen, liquids, mixing together there is considered an efficient method. Okay, so in summation of what we learned today, we started looking for a raya that tefuah v'zeisim is totally in shlish. We had some attempts. The maskan of the gemara was va'asas tefuah l'shalosh hashanim, provided that limud that a shlish of the asiyah is considered an asiyah, and it will connect to the year on which it achieved a third of its growth. Rabbi made a list for us that when it comes to ilan, chanata is what triggers tefuah v'zeisim ashlish. Yorak follows Lakita, and when it comes to seeds and beans, the Rabbana determined, for convenience sake, let's follow the Ashrasha to avoid any confusion. Now that's going to be the fourth item on the list. And we concluded actually with Shmuel, who said that when it comes to these items, the Gemar Pri is what's Kaveya, in which case it's similar to the Rokas. All the best to you, and much, much Hatzlacha.